Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
محمد زينة الدنيا وبهجتها محمد كاشف الغمة والظلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. إن شاء الله in this segment what we're going to do is we are going to speak on the names of the prophets, the Anbiya alayhimus salam, mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So if we take Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam 25 times. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam is mentioned 25 times. And if you look at the number of mentions by surah, it is 9. And if you look at it from this particular angle, number of mentions by verse, 41. So Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam is mentioned 25 times in the Quran Sharif. And you'll see this is a beautiful fact. And this is actually, when you look at Lataif al-Tafsir, then you will see, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the example of Isa alayhi salam is like of that of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. In this sense, that Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam didn't have a father, and Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam also no father. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are shocked at Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam without a father, but the institution of a pure chaste mother, that miracle was performed, then what will you say about Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam? You should be more astonished by Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, no parents at all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this year. And when you look at this verse, and you just see then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular verse, if you're looking at Surah Al-Imran, verse number 59, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمِ. Surely the example of Isa alayhi salam is like that of Adam. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was created from dusts, from sand. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُونَ. And Allah said, be, and it was, and he was. So for Isa alayhi salam, with the institution of a pure chaste mother, be and it is. That's so easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and kun for yakun is for our understanding. But Allah's might, Allah's power, Allah's qudra goes beyond what we even understand. It goes beyond even what we understand. Just a reflection, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ. Allah says, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, from dust, from sand you were created. From sand we created you. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. To sand you will return, we will return you. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ دَارَةً أُخْرَى. And from sand, from dust, once again, we will resurrect you. Look at the role sand plays. Now you take when you take Allah's qudra, Allah's power, Allah's might, it goes beyond our secularist mindset. You will say, how can there be life in the sand? Person is buried. How can you say there's life in the sand? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this and addresses your secularist mindset as well. Verse 154 Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not say about those who are slain in Allah's path that they are deceased. Don't label them deceased. بَلْ أَحْيَا, they are alive. بَلْ, to negate what was said previously. You say they are dead, deceased. No. You can't say that. بل أحياء, they are alive. ولكن لا تشعرون. And if you perceive that this is not possible, Allah says, ولكن لا تشعرون. Even though you cannot perceive it, that's not the issue. We make it happen. We make it happen. So خلقه من تراب. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was created from the sand. And Allah said to it, be, and it is. Be, and Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was. Now, if you look at this here, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ Adam. The similitude of Isa according to Allah is, it is like that of Adam alayhi salam. So that's the verse we gave it to you, verse 59 of Surah Al-Imran. And if you have to see the number of times, so the same number of times it is mentioned also in the Quran Sharif. Isa alayhi salam, 25 times. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, 25 times as well. So look how this is what you say. The inner beauties, wonders of the Quran Sharif. 25 times, 25 times. Let's go to Idris, Sayyiduna Idris alayhi salam. His honorable name is mentioned twice in the Quran Sharif. You go to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, 50 times. Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam is mentioned 50 times. When you go to Idris alayhi salam, 2 times in the Quran Sharif, it's mentioned in 2 chapters, 2 different chapters, and number of times by verse, it is 3. So number of mentions by verse, it is 3. Then if you go further, Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salam, 6 times, in 6 different chapters, and 49 number, so in terms of by verse, it is mentioned 49 times. Number of mentions by verse, ayah, you're looking at the verses. So 6 times by mention by name, and 6 times by mentions of surah. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam, he is mentioned 5 times in the Quran Sharif. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, 54 times mentioned. So if you take Nuh alayhi salam 50 times, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam 54 times. Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salam 27 times. Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam's name is mentioned 12 times. Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salam's name is mentioned 17 times. Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salam's name is mentioned 16 times. Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam's name is mentioned 27 times in the Quran Sharif. Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salam's name is mentioned 4 times in the Quran Sharif. Sayyiduna Dhul Kifl, he's mentioned 1 time in the Quran Sharif. Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam, 4 times. Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salam, 11 times. And here when you see Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, his name is mentioned 136 times. 136 times. His name is mentioned by in the Quran Sharif, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. Such a Jaleel and high profiled prophet. Sayyiduna Ha alayhi salam 20 times. Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam 16 times. Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam 17 times. Sayyiduna Ilyas alayhi salam twice. And Sayyiduna Zakaria alayhi salam 7 times. Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam 6 times. Sayyiduna Al-Yasa, his name is mentioned also 2 times. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, we told you already from the beginning, 25 times. I don't know if I missed out Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam. His name is mentioned 6 times. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name is mentioned 4 times in the Quran Sharif. 4 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with titles. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal muddathir. And you've heard it on so many occasions. Mufti Saab mentions that when he went to Medina Munawwara, he witnessed with his own eyes Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mulana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi. Rawda Mubarak, we say only aloud once when we go previously, and you'll see once or twice, or and we complain on this. Shaykh al-Hadith Mulana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi wouldn't go so much because for various reasons. One is because he felt he is not worthy of going so much. And those few times that he did go, he would make it so valuable and so much of respect and honor and awe in the heart that it can't match a person who went 100 times also, or even 1,000 times. So what he would do, he would sit on the outer portion. So when you go outside on that outer portion by the wall, he would sit there and he would 3 hours sometimes. 2.5, 3 hours. He would read, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. And then he would read the entire surah. Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, read the entire surah. Like this. Can I share with you something that is astonishing here? Perhaps you understand it through this English proverb. Familiarity creates contempt. Familiarity creates contempt. C-O-N-T-E-M-P-T. Contempt. The more you engage with something, and over time you'll see, you'll find a pious person, and then he enters you into his circles and you get close, you go into his house easily, you can, not easily, but of course with permission, everything, but you know, you're like a regular. And he phones you, he messages you. Initially, you are overawed, overtaken. Hey, imagine this, where would I ever believe this? And as time passes, you tend to lose that value and that respect and that awe, honor, all of this. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was different. Sahaba radiallahu anhum grew and grew and grew. And you still get those pious people where this still occurs. But you as the individual, you tend to say, okay, now I've got this which I wanted. It's same like that person. Do you know Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, someone shared this with me. He said that there was this pious lady and he made a vow in his heart. He said, Ya Allah, if you decree that I marry this woman, Allah, I'm going to go all out in spreading, trying to go to different places to spread deen and to be active, basically. And you'll see what's astonishing, or what's an outstanding feature of Haji Imdadullah, Haji Nakuda rahmatullah alayhi. Haji Nakuda rahmatullah alayhi from South Africa. What's outstanding about him is he focused a lot on, his attention in Eldos, in Cape Town, in these areas here. And you see the effects. I was speaking to not his student, but you can say his grand student. So that will mean, you know, Azad Mulana Jumbo Sap from Lanesia. So he then, I asked him, I was there at the Darul Uloom at the Dia, and I was speaking to him, and he said, no, Mulana Jumbo came there and he inspired him to come and the other. And so I asked him, you met Haji Imdan? He said, no, but I listened to his lectures, all of this. And just at that time, I was busy with something of Haji Imdan. Haji Nakuda rahmatullah alayhi, making a mistake. Haji Nakuda rahmatullah alayhi. So anyway, this was an outstanding feature of his, that he would focus on these particular. So he made this particular vow, that Ya Allah, if I marry, and this occurred, and then he never left no stone unturned in going. He would just go in. And that's how we met him here in Indonesia when we went to see him. He was busy. And we said, let's just meet him quickly. And that whole incident we'll share with you. We shared it with you at other occasions. So there's no need to repeat it here. Coming back to the point. That, you know, with familiarity, it creates contempt. So astonishing is that hadith when you read it the first time. But to keep that honor going one way, this year is a mark, it's a symbol of iman, it's a symbol of taqwa. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah Azza wa Jal, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. Chapter 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 32. So when you are able to maintain that respect, despite you're so connected, this is what I find astonishing with our pious senior ulama. Maintaining that respect even till this old age, that is something phenomenal. What happens? You'll see you lose interest because you've now mastered this year, something that you found difficult now has become easy for you and now you're not finding that thrill. But this is, he would stay in Sheikh al-Hadith, Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah, 2.5-3 hours just standing. Or he was in a wheelchair at that time also. Sitting, but giving, for you and I, what? Will be finished, extinguished in two, three minutes, enough now. So, that was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was addressed by titles. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ We have raised your status. You'll see in the entire Surah Al-Anbiya, which is chapter number 21. Chapter number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya. You'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all about the Anbiya alayhimus salam, and towards the end, you'll find this verse. Towards the end, you'll find this verse. Verse 106. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ We have not sent you, who? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as a mercy to the entire universe. We have not sent you, but as a mercy to the entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this verse is 107. Verse 107, I said 106, verse 107, just a correction. So you take the mention of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam and you take this verse. This verse here is saying so many, you can write books and books. But according to our weaknesses and our limited time, we'll share with you this. Time is not mentioned. Place is not mentioned. This means that forever and ever, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a mercy to the entire universe. Not from the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born, but even before that, you are sent as a mercy to the entire universe. This is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidul Kawnain. Imam al-Anbiya. He is the Imam of the Anbiya alayhimus salam that is in Masjid al-Aqsa. They show you that place. Allah knows best where it is, but just to get some idea, there you see. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. So how profound Allah azza wa jal puts these words, verse 107, Surah al-Anbiya. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ I will end off with this. We shared it with you in the beginning, one of the beginning episodes. A professor was studying the Quran Sharif to find faults in the Quran. They asked him, you accepted Islam now, but whereas that was your initial investigation, How come? What caused this change? He said, I'll give you three answers. One is, when I saw that this kitab, normally you look at books initially in the opening, in the intro, or in the forward, or in the opening sentiments or statements, they will put a disclaimer there to say, if there are any errors, kindly email so and so, kindly contact this, or kindly contact the publisher, or this or that. When I opened the Quran Sharif, I didn't see that. I saw in the opening verses of the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There's absolutely no doubt in it. Absolutely no doubt in it. Every mufassir, every person who writes on the commentary of the Quran Sharif, even if he is of the highest caliber in terms of expertise, he will also have to submit and admit that he, to this level, he doesn't know the meaning of it. And that is huruf muqatta'at, alif lam mim. Alif lam mim, huruf muqatta'at. You will have to admit to this. Second reason, the professor said. Second, he said that when I saw about Mary, and I saw a whole chapter dedicated in the Quran Sharif to Mary, Sayyiduna, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, chapter 19 dedicated to her. I was astonished. Then lastly, and we'll end. He says, I expected, because the Quran was revealed to Muhammad, I expected his name to be in the Quran more than anyone else. But I saw, when I compared to Isa alayhi salam, which they say Jesus, Jesus' name was mentioned more. And I found this astonishing. So, look how he captured him and he accepted Islam because of that. And then we say to him also, think about this. And we told you that amazing fact. 25 times Isa alayhi salam, 25 times Adam alayhi salam. And the verse of the Quran Sharif is telling you also, Inna mathala'i, Inna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you in the Quran Sharif, with regards to this verse, Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. The example of Isa to Allah is like that of Adam, and name, number of times mentioned, also the same. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.